Hey, I'm Si Muncie, and this is the Life Together podcast. This time, I want to share with you some thoughts from Commission 20s and 30s event, an interview with brilliant Katie Pike to help us to think a little bit more about Christmas. But before we get into any of that, if you're part of Life Church and you haven't yet filled in the exciting Life Church survey, we would love you to do that. It just really helps us to be able to think about who's part of our church, what the makeup of our church looks like, and therefore how we can serve the church in the best way we possibly can. In a diverse city like Southampton, it helps us to be able to think a little bit about what our city looks like, what our church looks like, and how we are able to then reach people in the most effective ways. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, please do. But without further ado, let's get into it. So this Saturday just gone, a whole bunch of people from across the Commission family of churches gathered in Winchester from the ages of 20-ish to 30-ish. Now, I just fit into that category. It will be my last time fitting in as a punter at that event. But it was a fantastic time considering what it looks like in that age group particularly to think about how we live in this world. The whole event was titled, How Then Shall We Live? In light of the gospel, in light of what Jesus has done in our lives, what does it look like as we interact with the world around us? It was a brilliant event, about 200 or so people who were there. There was a mixture of worship and talks, some seminars looking at specific things. There was some stuff around tech and AI. There were some things about sex and dating and relationships. There were some things around spiritual disciplines and living out what we believe. Lots of those will be available on the Commission website in due course, but it was a fantastic event. I was able to preach in the evening and just see loads and loads of people respond to the call, essentially, that I brought to the question of how then shall we live? Well, actually, how shall we live is to die. We die to ourselves, we die to our way of doing things, we die to sin in our lives in order not to simply just worry about how we're doing, but to live to Christ, filled and empowered by the Spirit. The posh theological words for these that John Owen talked about was something called mortification of the flesh, dying to the things that keep us from God, and then instead vivification, being alive, revived, if you like, empowered by the Spirit to live for the things of God. And it was a brilliant day. So if you speak to someone who went to it, so there's a whole bunch of guys that are part of our Lifeline ministry. They went along and had a great time, but also some of our students as well. And whilst I'm talking about students, you'll have noticed, hopefully on Sundays, there's a whole bunch of students around at Life Church. If that is you, we're really glad you're with us. And we believe that being part of church is one of the best things you can do whilst you're at university. But if you're not a student, can I encourage you to do all you can to help our students feel at home in the city? I remember when I was a student, just the offer of a decent sofa to sit on, a nice place to be, a family to be part of was a big deal. And so I just encourage all of us to do all we can to help our students at Life Church to be part of the life of Life Church. While we're on the subject of students, let me introduce you to Katie Pike. So I am here with the wonderful Katie Pike. Katie, for those who don't know you, could you tell us in no more than 30 seconds what you actually do?
Okay, that's a good challenge. So my job is to support student mission in the universities of Southampton and Bournemouth. So I work with four universities in what we call mission teams of students called Christian Unions. And it looks like meeting with students to help them plan evangelistic events. It looks like hosting conferences to train up student leaders who lead these kinds of things, and lots of things in between.
Amazing. And you are, yeah, a busy lady doing stuff like that. And
indeed.
I know you do a great job. We are blessed to not only like have you working in our city doing those sorts of things, but also being part of Life Church. And as a result of that, we were praying for you and for the students of Southampton, I guess I'm Bournemouth as well, really, at the start of the year. And therefore, like, we believe that when we pray, God actually hears our prayers and he acts and he does stuff, right? So it'd be great to hear, like, just what's God been doing in universities.
Yeah, some really exciting stuff. So Freshers Weeks are the new like weeks for new students coming to university, lots of different activities. So the Christian Union, we're wanting to incorporate Christians into the Christian Union, but also to reach out to people who weren't Christians. So at Southampton, we had a bright blue bus rock up on campus, and a student had created a really cool spinning wheel. And so basically we stationed ourselves like right in the heart of campus, where we had loads of people walking past us. We believe that we interacted with at least 1,000 students.
Wow.
In the period of 6 hours. Where we handed out like free student essentials, but also asked people questions about spiritual questions. And so it was just a really fruitful time. I got to speak to some students. I got to share my testimony. I got to kind of, I guess, challenge some people's ways of seeing the world. So that was great. And also we interacted with about 2,000 people at our Freshers' Fairs in Southampton.
Wow.
And had just under 72,000 Instagram views on our social media.
Wow.
And it was just, we did some other events as well, but those were like the highlights.
Yeah.
In Bournemouth, we ran like Freshers' Fairs again. So students are invited to have a stall at the University Freshers' Fair. And at one of them, students handed out 50 gospels, so wow, biographies of Jesus to people. And I always see photos of them just looking so busy. You know, they've got like a big blackboard with a question to ask people to engage with them. And so, yeah, something we call that first contact evangelism. And that is something that Bournemouth are just like kind of are off the charts in doing. They're even doing it at the moment to advertise an event that's happening tonight. So that's been really cool to see happening. And at Salient as well, they had a really fun competition at their Freshers' Fair where you could win an air fryer if you followed them on their Instagram and answered a spiritual question. And they gained like just under about 90 followers to their Instagram, where they like post about what they're doing on campus, and handed out some gospels and had some really good conversations.
Amazing.
So that's just a taster of Freshers. But I'd say particularly at Southampton, it was really fruitful.
Yeah, that's amazing. Really cool. And yeah, just in terms of what we know God is doing in particularly that generation at the moment, there's a great deal of openness, right? And also at Life Church, some of you might be listening to this, but also like we've seen a whole bunch of students come along to Life Church, which has been really cool. I've been able to get a bit more along to some of the like early Freshers stuff and meet a few of those guys, and it's been great to see them coming along. So if you're listening to this and you're not a student, why not ask a student like where they're up to in life, what they're doing, whether you can serve them in some way, cook for them, invite them around to sit on like a real sofa rather than like the rubbish sofas in halls, right? It's that's one of the things I remember as a student, is just like actually sitting on a really comfy seat. So yeah, we can bless them as a church. And then also there's some exciting stuff coming up between now and the end of term. So maybe just give us two things that we can pray for.
Okay, basically students run Christmas events up and down the country, and I'll tell you about two of them. Really excitingly, we are collaborating with the Students' Union, which is the governing body on campus.
Wow.
The students automatically are part of when they come to university. I'm sure if you went to university, you were part of the SU. And so at Bournemouth and Solent, we are working and partnering with the Students' Union to run basically Christmas carols on campus. At Solent, that looks more of a kind of a thoroughfare where people are walking in and out. So there's no kind of explicit gospel talk, but there's a band, and we're going to be doing a lot of what I mentioned earlier, first contact evangelism, chatting to people, getting them to kind of answer our questions and kind of engaging with them about Christmas. And in Bournemouth, we're going to actually have like a carol service in the heart of campus in the main building,
wow,
which is really exciting. And then Southampton are doing like a beers and carols, a carols by candlelight, and a Christmas international party.
Amazing.
So that's kind of what's coming up.
Yeah. So we can definitely be praying for, yeah, gospel fruitfulness and relationships we made that, yeah, connect people with other Christians on campus, right? That's the aim. Amazing. Well, Katie, well done. You're our superstar. Keeping the gospel flag flying high across university. So keep going. We're praying for you. And yeah, if you've got questions for Katie, find her on a Sunday. And yeah, see if there's something you can do to bless her too. Thanks.
Bye.
So finally, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and this is an incredible time of year when we have an opportunity as the church to witness to a world that is longing for hope. I just want to take the opportunity to encourage you to find the right opportunity for you to invite friends and families and colleagues and neighbours to something. Whether it's something that we're doing as Life Church, or whether it's something that you're doing personally, it could be inviting people around for drinks or for Christmas Day even. Whether it's our carol service on the 14th or karaoke at the Belmore on the Thursday before, we would love you to think about making the most of this opportunity. If you want to think more about that, Chris has written a brilliant blog about making the most of Christmas. You can search for that. But I just encourage all of us to pray. Ask God, who is it that you're wanting me to connect with this Christmas season? And then take the opportunity. Ask him for the boldness to come and put a flyer through somebody's door, to put some on the staff room table at work, to invite that one person specifically who maybe you've just connected with a bit more this year, or someone that you've lost touch with and think, do you know what? This is a great time of year to be able to reach out to them again. I'd encourage all of us to take this opportunity to make the most of Christmas. And I'll see you on the next Life Together.